Welcome back. We are up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 5, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Shavias. Before we go any further, I just want to wish a huge mazel tov to anyone who has been with us since the beginning of this Mishnah Yomi cycle, because today is the 150th day straight where we, Baruch Hashem, have been learning two Mishnayos every single day. Some days, perhaps, we don't learn as much as we want, and some days, maybe we catch up from those days that we didn't get to do everything. But whatever it is, if you're still here, if you're still keeping on, or if you just joined today in the middle of Shavuos, Yasher Koach to you, and we should be Zocha to 150 more, at least, Shiurim, and God willing, even more than that. Okay, so let's begin. So we begin, as we said, with Mishnah Hey, and we want to know what the halacha is regarding this loof plant, right? This onion or this bean, whatever it was, what the halacha is regarding this plant and the post-Shemitah year, meaning, that there is a halacha that the rabbis tell us that one is not allowed to purchase food from an Am Haaretz after the Shemitah. The reason why I made the mistake is because it sounds a lot like Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach, the halacha that you can't buy food that was owned by Jews that is Chametz over Pesach. Not a conversation for right now. God willing, we'll get there at a later point. But it's similar in that after the Shemitah year, we're concerned that, let's say, an Am Haaretz is selling his produce, so maybe his produce is from the Shemitah year, and he worked the land inappropriately, or unknowingly that it was inappropriate. And as a result, you're essentially buying produce that was made in a forbidden way. And so therefore, we say that a person is not allowed to buy produce from an Am Haaretz unless you reach the point, the threshold of that, and now in this eighth year, the produce that was planted for this year has already started to grow. Then you can assume that the Am Haaretz produce is from the eighth year. You don't have to assume it's from the seventh year. And so now, with that, this is all just understood when we pick up this Mishnah that we're about to start in a moment. But the question now is, what about a loof plant, which we said, right, it matures sometime after that eighth year, maybe in the ninth year or whatever it might be. So if that's when it matures, then what is the status of this loof plant that you find right after Shemitah? If it's ready right after Shemitah, then perhaps that absolutely means that he didn't do anything to help it during the Shemitah year, and so maybe you shouldn't have to wait at all, or no, you treat it like every other piece of produce, and you can only partake of it later in the year. Says the Mishnah, "May imasai mutar adam likach loof b'motzoi shviyas." When is a person allowed to buy a loof plant or a loof food in the year after the Shemitah from an Am Haaretz? Rabbi Yehuda says, Miyad, he can buy it immediately after Shemitah, because it obviously grew in the year before Shemitah, and so now I'm going to partake of it because it was a pre-Shemitah food, not a during Shemitah food. The Chacham say, no, Misha Yerba HaChadash, a person is only allowed to buy it from the point that meaning the eighth year crop of loof is abundant. Meaning, according to the Chachamim, loof is going to be treated the same way as all the other produce, and so therefore, you have to wait until a little bit later in the year. Then the Mishnah says in Mishnah Vav, "Ilu kilim she'in ha'uman rashay l'machram b'shvias." These are the different types of tools that a person who sells farming tools that he's not allowed to sell during Pesach. Again, he's not allowed to sell during Shvias, and these are "Ilu kilim she'in ha'uman rashay l'machram b'shvias." These are the tools that a craftsman can't sell to an Am Haaretz during the Shemitah year. Machareisha v'chol kile ha olvi ha mizre v'ha deker. When you have a plow and the accessories that come with it, and a yoke to harness the animal to a plow, and you have a winnowing fork and a hoe, these things cannot be sold to an Am Haaretz during the Shemitah year, because maybe he'll go ahead and use them to violate the prohibition of working the land during the Shemitah year. Then says the Mishnah, though, "Aval mocher hu magal yadu magal katsir va'agala v'chol kila." You can sell to an Am Haaretz a hand sickle, a reaping sickle, and a wagon, and the accessories that come with it. These things can be sold even to an Am Haaretz, because we're allowed to assume that these objects will be used for permitted purpose. In other words, the first category are things that they only have one purpose, and that is a prohibited Shemitah purpose. The second category are things that have both a permitted and a prohibited use, during the Shemitah year. And so we trust that this guy is going to use it for the right reasons. And then concludes the Mishnah, Zeh HaKlal, this is the general rule. Kol Shemelachto Miyuchedes La'Avira Aser. Any tool that is going to be designated for only a Shemitah Avera is going to be forbidden to be sold. And the Yisrael Heather Mutar, but a tool that is put aside for both the forbidden and the permitted purposes, is going to be allowed to be sold. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion. Have a wonderful day.